This is MSU News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with St. John's Prep lacrosse coach John Pinchon. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and how are you this morning?
Excellent. We are in the second season here, the big season that really counts. So we're ready to go.
You have had another terrific season, to put it mildly. And Coach, from afar, the one thing that stands out to me that's so obvious is it looks like this year's squad has a tremendous amount of depth. So maybe we could start there and tell me about the lineups.
We have, I think we're blessed with great athletes who work really hard and who buy into the program. And that has allowed us to develop and build depth over the years. So one of the things that we like to say is that you can't manufacture depth. When you need it, it has to be built ahead of time. And so we have a lot of guys playing right now for us who've played with us in some capacity, whether it's practicing with us or playing in games for the last 3 or 4 years. On the defensive side of the ball, we have a ton of guys who've just played a lot of minutes. But that only happens if the top three guys are willing to come out and not play as many minutes in order to have some of the other guys play. So...
That's a great point I wanted to ask you about. When you have so many players like that, I know when I talk with Coach St. Pierre, it's similar. Attitude means everything because you have so many skilled student athletes. How is that nurtured, Coach? You know what I'm trying to say? Like you just said, you got a guy who's been around for 4 years and he wants all the minutes because he knows he's good. But for the sake of the team, he may have to sit down from time to time. How is that handled by you over the years and in this year in particular?
I think it starts with one of our core values is team first, and we talk about having an uncommon commitment to each other, and that it starts. So from there, we talk about that, and we do a lot of work with that as a core value. But then we've had the benefit of absolutely outstanding guys come through the program, guys like Jimmy Ayers, Jake Vanna, Michael Kelly, these guys who are going on and having really great careers in college and are outstanding lacrosse players. When they were here, they were okay sharing some of that pie. They were okay coming out. They were okay not starting in games and allowing other guys to start and allowing other guys to play. And, I think that when you're a freshman or a sophomore and you see Jimmy Ayers as a senior come out of a game at halftime and stand on the sidelines and cheer you on and support you, or you see Jake Vanna do that, I think that sends a really good message. And so they see that, and then now it's their turn. So
absolutely.
A guy like Jack Weisenberger or Ryan DeLucia is comfortable coming out of a game because Connor Kelly came out of a game 3 years before to allow them to play. So I think that's been part of our kind of sustained success is having – our senior leaders pass that legacy on to our younger guys.
Well, Jimmy Ayers was the guest speaker at the Moynihan Student Athlete of the Year luncheon, and he was so articulate. And he, on the one level, where he's now a second year student in college playing D1, but he also could talk to the high school seniors who were being awarded, and that's I think that shows quite a level of maturity at such a young age.
Yeah, Jimmy's. I mean, he's one of a kind. He's awesome. He's just a naturally gifted athlete, but even a better young man who was, his parents did a great job of instilling some really positive values in him, and he's just an outstanding young man.
Okay. Throw a few names at me if you would, Coach, and I think because you got so many guys, maybe you could kind of focus on the captains?
Yeah, so I think the core of the team is defensive. We have Sam Wilmont and Ryan DeLucia as kind of part of a three-headed monster. Jack Weisenberger should also be included in that group. Those three guys have really started for us since they were sophomores at the defensive end. Owen Williamson is also in that. So you have four seniors who are going on to play college lacrosse, who rotate time and share in the defensive responsibilities. In the midfield, Luke Kelly has been outstanding. Luke's going to Michigan next year. He's a just really tough physical athlete, across the field, does a bunch of different things. And then on the attack side of the ball, you have Cam McCarthy. Cam's going to Loyola. He's a lefty attackman. He's a natural goal scorer. And then Drew Bossy, who is going to Tufts. Drew had knee surgery this winter, so Drew has not played for us, and was our he was our leading scorer last year. So when you look at depth, being able to lose your leading goal scorer from the year before and have some young guys step up and be in a position to play, a guy like Jackson Quigley is a senior. Jackson has played on the varsity team for 4 years, but he played behind guys like Drew Bossy and Cam, and now Jackson started this year and has been outstanding for us. So I think that kind of that depth has benefited us this year with when we've had injuries, when we've had guys sick, when we've had guys go down, being able to put in other players who we really believe in and have shown us day in and day out that they're committed to this has been a huge part of our success.
Each year, a class of students or a team of student athletes, they seem to, by the end of the year, by the end of the season, they've sort of taken on a personality that you could maybe describe with one or two words. How do you look at this year's group, Coach, in terms of summarizing the collective consciousness of them?
It's an interesting question because every year is different, and I think I will say for me personally, when I came into this year, we have 24 seniors on the roster. I think I had expectations that we would just, you know, I've never had that many seniors and just, you know, that I don't want to say it would be a lot like last year because we have so many returning guys, but I think this year was a great reminder that every single high school team is unique and that unlike a college team or certainly a professional team where there's continuity and there's year-round work, we get such a finite amount of time together. We start the third week in March, and hopefully we're ending the third week in June. That means there's 9 months out of the year where those kids are out. Even if we're connected and we see each other and we talk, they're out on their own. They're doing different things. They're playing different sports. They have their own lives. And so this year in particular reminded me how unique and how individual every single high school season is.
Excellent. Yeah, well spoken. Agreed. Coach, a couple of more questions here. You had a little bit of a dip in the season early on in April against Acton-Boxborough and then on Staples-Westport. But I want to ask you about the LaSalle game. Was that one of the, big challenges of the year?
Yeah, LaSalle's excellent. Coach O'Donnell does a really good job down there. They're always well coached. Their kids play incredibly hard. That was a wild game. We went up, I think it was 10-3 at the half. We played really well in the first half, and then in the second half, I would say we were in control of the game. But LaSalle made an amazing push. They had four kids who just said, you know, they, like a refuse to lose mentality. They just made a bunch of plays in a row, and it forced us. It was a pretty unique mental experience to be winning a game by so much and then see a team make a crazy push like that. So I think it made us much better. It really made us it gave us an opportunity to go through a scenario that we probably would never be able to recreate on our own in a practice environment. So they scored with about, I'd say, a minute and a half left to tie the game at 13. We were able to stay composed, win the faceoff, go down, and we ended up having to play defense, got a stop, and then we were able to score the go-ahead goal. So it was a wild game, and that's, you know, the reason we play LaSalle every year and have them on the schedule is because they stress us and they put us in tough situations, which is what we want.
All right, I'm going to ask you about a quick summary of the tournament so far, but first I want to ask you, Coach, at this time of year, with so many seniors and veterans and so much experience with your team, or with the guys, and they with their teammates, what is the coaching emphasis right now? Because you go, I mean, you play a game, then you have a day off, then you go back and play again. So at this point, what do you emphasize as a coach?
We are emphasizing staying focused on the moment. We are emphasizing the work that we've done all year is designed to prepare us for these moments, and that you should not feel the need to put in 3 hours of practice today because we have to have the best 3 hours of practice because we've slacked off or taken days off leading up to it. So we've really been emphasizing that this is a, you know, today is our 40, I'm going to be wrong here, 43rd, and let me double check, I think it's 43, but I don't want to, 43rd practice, and, you know, it's the most important practice of the year, but it's also not the only practice of the year, so just staying focused on being in the moment, and controlling what we can control, which is our effort and our mindset, and being ready to physically perform. I think that's a big thing during the playoffs is working on that recovery and managing our physical load and our bodies. Weather gets hot out, guys are exerting more effort, just making sure that we're in a physical and mental state to perform on game day.
It reminds me of an old Moody Blues song called The Balance, Everything in Balance. What about the tournament now, Coach? Two down already, and I think maybe focus on Saturday's game for me?
Yeah, Westford Academy. They have a great coach who's done a really good job over the last couple of years up there of kind of building the program, I would say, in a model of how he is as a coach. I think he's really competitive, and he just does a good job. So we have to be ready for them. They have a number of guys who are very good offensively. They score a bunch of goals. Defensively, they're organized and they have a good system. So we need to come out and we need to play our style of lacrosse, and we need to be ready for them to do a bunch of different things. I think one of the challenges in the playoffs is you look at a team's body of work, and we then say, like, okay, these are the things we think they're going to do based on what we've seen. And these are the things we think they might try and do based on who we are. And then here's the game plan. And, you know, it's up to you guys to go out and execute it.
Awesome. John, thank you so much for taking the time. I hope we can talk again. And good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye. That is John Pinchon, who is the St. John's Prep lacrosse coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.